Welcome to our Friday night chat here. It's Friday night, and this is Phil, and hello, BSPs. It's good to have you with us, as usual. I'm kind of a little bit under the weather. I don't know what it is. It's fine, but it's just... I got up this morning feeling like shit, and... Well, it just hasn't gone away, I guess. I got Jeff on the line. He's a doctor. So, I think I need to drink water or something. I think I need more water. I think that's it. I don't think I'm hydrated. Anyway, welcome to all of our BSPs. Wherever you guys are at this evening, King Cap is with us from Japan. Let me put my glasses on. And we don't have any chicks in the chat room as yet, because everybody's being foul and weird. Johnny Kielbasa is with us. Nathan, MD Phil fan. Tina, hi, Tina. There's a girl. This is the first time I'm able to... Tina, this is the first time I'm able to see Phil and chat at the same time, so how do I see the show? What do you mean, how do you see the show? I don't understand
I don't understand that question.
Charlie's with us from Sherman Oaks. Hey, Charlie, how you doing, buddy? It's always nice to talk to you. A voice of reason in the madness. Richard in Vader, Washington, currently driving back from Portland. Damn, son. How many miles is that? Drive carefully now. Wade with us from... wait, hold on for just a second, man. This is from Craig, Colorado. Wade from Craig, Colorado. Keep hydrated and have a good bowel movement, says Jeff. I will keep that in mind, my brother. Here's Allie. Hi, Allie. Allie is in Glendale, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if you guys noticed. Here is Jamie. Hello, Jamie. I don't know if Jamie's a guy. I thought Jamie's a guy, yeah. You don't know where to click to see the chat, Tina. It's in the lower right-hand corner. Make sure your, by the way, make sure your screen is not minimized or is otherwise ill-placed on the page. Make sure you max out your screen. And in the lower right-hand corner is the chat window. Okay? Jason with us in northern Michigan. Doug is with us. Hello, Doug. From White Rock, BC, Canada. Beautiful, man. We were just talking about Vancouver, myself and some friends the other day. Yeah, go to the homepage as Allie is describing it right now, Tina. Go to the homepage and scroll down the lower right-hand corner. You got to scroll. It's kind of a big page, and which segues very nicely into what I'm going to talk about. And you guys can talk about anything you want to talk about. I don't know if you have questions or not. Tina, Vader is not too far from Portland. Frank in Las Vegas. How you doing, Frank? Tina found it. Good. She found the thing. Tony in Anchorage, Alaska. Tony, good to talk with you. Rory McLeod is with us, I forgot to mention. Flare Drop is here. Flare Drop, where are you at? What town are you in? Flare Drop is one of our new people. Now, John in Guam. Good, John. John, and we got a Far East rep represented tonight in Guam and in Japan. King Cap is in Japan. Yeah, I was going to say, Charlie, I'm using the BSP's names. I will use your name, Charlie. You know what? The problem is I'm forgetting, and I got to compile a list, and I can do that tonight using the chat thing. I could just scroll, and I can just add things. Usernames in the thing. So I want to let you guys know, number one, you guys, as BSPs, are as we say, grandfathered in at the price that you pay. So that's not going to change, because the price is going up once we get the new page up. And everything that you get now for the price you're paying now is going to cost more. So meaning the video chat, all of this stuff is going to be a different level. Not all of it, but much of it, much of what you guys are getting. Everything you have, just don't even worry. Don't even worry about what we're doing with the new pricing and et cetera, et cetera. All of our current BSPs will remain at their You'll remain at your level, both mental and physical. Phil, my commercial was awesome, worth the price of subscription. When I heard it, I reacted like Ray Liotta in Goodfellas when he was in the shower and he heard about the Lufthansa heist. Jimmy, you did it! All right. Chris Metcalf. I used to live about a stone's throw from San Luis Obispo Men's Colony. True story. That's kind of weird, man. It's not weird, but... 2005, met Mr. Henry at a CD signing near L.A. Great time. Worst restaurant ever. Where was that, man? Was that Yankee Doodles in the Valley? Jonathan D. Phil, greetings from Philly. Hello, Jonathan. The home of John Jettyman. Jerryman. Kyle. The Bernie commercial ruled. Agreed. Bernie commercial ruled. I did a whole bunch. Mr. Henry, let's see. Ali says, you were killing me with your pronunciations of pop stars' names from one of the classic shows. It woke me up out of a dead sleep. Okay, which show was that? Anthony Warney is with us in Alaska. Yeah, that's right. Tony is in Alaska. And so there's Charlie. All right, Jacob and Allie. If I miss anybody, I'm sorry. Dave and Buster's. I was at Dave and Buster's in Arcadia. That was funny, man. I'd never done any kind of a personal appearance in my home, literally in my hometown until then. Yeah, that was it. Number two, we are ceasing our Hollywood Improv shows a week from Friday. A week from tonight will be our last Hollywood Improv show. I got no complaints with the Hollywood Improv. It's the greatest bunch of people, the greatest bunch of professionals I've ever worked with, and I mean that. But I think that what I do is probably better suited for another venue in town, and I'm going to start in March doing two shows a month at the Upright Citizens Brigade, UCB, in Hollywood, the one on Sunset. And Allie, you may be familiar with that. I don't know how many. Charlie, some of you guys that are from L.A., the one on Sunset is a fairly recent one, UCB. I think they call that UCB L.A. I don't know. But anyway... starting in March, two shows a month there on Sunday nights. Might be a little tough for you kids who have to get up and go to school, but hey, you know. So that's going to happen very shortly. The other thing, just to give an update on the website, as you guys remember, if you've been with me for any length of time, you know the websites, every time we give you a deadline, well, guess what? Gets pushed. I'm not saying our deadline's pushed. In fact, we seem to be on schedule, but... we are nailing down some things. This is the end of January, and I remember saying to you that the website would be ready by the end of January. Well, here we are. So, Allie and Tina, who love... there's Anna Lee. Hello, Anna Lee. Where are you at, Anna Lee? What town? William. Three Corners, Virginia. Hey, man. Thank you, William. I think it's just a matter of... not drinking water. I've felt this way before. Phil, just wanted you to know when I was deployed in Afghanistan, your show and bits on my iPod really brightened up my time there. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thanks so much for saying that, Wade. Wade's with the United States Marine Infantry in Afghanistan. Thanks, man. And I heard from a lot of guys that were deployed over there. And, you know, my views on the combat over there were pretty well known, meaning I was in favor of it, still am, but you know, I don't want to get into a big fucking thing about it because people want, you know, not with you guys necessarily. I know you guys are cool. I know you're all cool. You know, I'm Tina. Let me say, I just saw something. Flare Drop is in Oxnard. That's right. Are you a guy or a girl, Flare Drop? They came to the Upfront Theater. Tina's in Bellingham. Oh, yeah? Who did? UCB? Did they have... I didn't know UCB had a touring show, Tina. Anthony asked a question, said he was just wondering, and I missed your question, Anthony. Could you... rather than scroll back, I'm wondering if you guys can... if I ask you to repeat a question, could you do that for me? I would appreciate that. Anthony, you might have asked a question that I missed. Bradley, Phil, we simply must know, do you hate the Spanish language Trivago guy? Haven't seen that guy yet. I've seen the Trivago guy, and I've noticed that he has cleaned his act up. He's gotten a shave. He pressed his fucking shirt. He zipped up his fly. There's something about that kind of rugged male look that I guess was, you know, all the ad agencies were doing there for a while. Charlie, cool to hear about UCB, Phil. Keep us posted and glad it won't conflict with the improv stuff. I'm not going to be doing the improv shows anymore, Charlie. I'm going to stop doing those and start at UCB because I think it's just a better place for me, you know. But again, Hollywood Improv has been nothing but fantastic to me. I couldn't say it. If I said it anymore, people would think I'm lying, but they really were. Jamie, everybody over there, Maria, Sam, everyone was totally cool to me, and it was a lot of fun. And working that little room, working that little lab was a blast for me. I don't know, you know, and it was, seemed like it was just kind of like having your friends over, you know. Okay, Annalise in Fontana, man, the birthplace of the Hells Angels. Well, there's conflicting stories about that, but anyway, Fontana, it's out there in the IE. Alley, Oxnard at Flair, nice. My sis lives in Camarillo, and we frequent the Oxnard Target. Margaret hates the Trivago guy, says Rory. Does she? I forget. Tina, UCB made fun of my unusual fear of the Blue Man Group. They did? How did they do that? Did they single you out in the crowd? Charlie, does anyone remember the UCB show on Comedy Central from the early 2000s? I don't, but I know Matt Besser and some of the guys over there told me about it, and I'd like to see it again, you know. That's who I talked to, by the way, to get Phil Hendry's show up and running at UCB. It was Matt Besser, and then I talked today to Beth, who's their artistic director. Matt's like an improv genius, and he wrote a book. There's actually a UCB improv book that you can buy. I got one, and I probably better cram, man. Alan Grooms is with us. Hey, Alan, how you been, man? Long time no talk to you, dude. Where you been? Alan is in Arizona. He's in the Phoenix area, I believe, Scottsdale. Here is Jeff Deerfield. I would love to hear Dave Oliva's thoughts on Trump's wall. He's LAPD. This is true. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's law enforcement has a problem. You know, illegal immigration is something that is a problem. Now, yes, I am Hispanic, you know, and I don't want somebody looking at me and saying, what'd you do, just crawl over the wall? Well, that's the other thing, you know, seeing people crawling over the top of that.
Well, Dave, it's kind of political, isn't it?
Well, it may be political. I don't know. That's not my job as LAPD. But if they're going to take me away from regular duties to go and to look at the wall and to make sure that people aren't crawling over it or digging under it, the other thing is they tunnel, you know. Didn't you used to do that, Mr. Henry?
I used to dig under fences, yeah.
Well, that's what they're going to do.
My understanding is this wall's going to be like 10 feet deep.
Yeah, that's what they say. But, you know, when they start to cut corners, you know.
Baker and Bozeman. Jeff says, King Philip, greetings to you, Allie, Bernie, and my BSP brethren. Hey, Jeff, I did a commercial. I used your name in a commercial this way. I used Jeff in Sacramento, Jeff Baker's name, James Kaufman's name, Allie's name, Bernie G's name. And I'll start using something. Here's Chris Kemp. Hey, Chris. Chris Kemp is in Canada. He's at the beaches. And just curious how much you know about your dad's CFL time, because I think I found him on CFL database. My father, the CFL found my dad's name on a program from the late 30s. And I think it was a program for Sarnia. My old man played for Bombay Beach. He played for Sarnia and maybe a little time with the Argonauts. In the 30s, that would be when my father played, like 35 to 40, something like that, Chris. And there, his picture is on, if you go to the, I don't know if you remember the club there, Chris, but the Bombay Beach Club, but if you go over, oh, hey, Flare Drop, you're the dude with the, dude, I just, here's Flare Drop. I got a picture of Flare Drop for you guys, in case you want to know. To finish up my thought there, Chris, if you go to the Bombay Beach Club, there's Flare Drop. All right. There's a picture, they say, somewhere there of my dad because my cousin saw it and the dude that runs the director of the Bombay Beach Club said it was there. So, Hayden, I want to hear more about Bitch Swenson and Toby Bowen. Bitch Swenson. Allie said, started with my daily workouts again. My thighs are burning. Really? That's all I'm going to say about that. Really? Baker and Bozeman, thanks so much for the killer ad on Wednesday. Wade, General Jameson. General Jameson. Here is Doug. Jeff, Dave is the best, one of the better archives yet. The LaRouve maneuver. The LaRouve maneuver, and also when his webmaster, he was the webmaster for Gillian Anderson. You remember when X-Files was, like, just happening? One of the things about listening to those old shows, you go, what the fuck was the country watching and listening to back then? Yvette, R.I.P. John Hurt. God, no shit, Yvette. Thank you for reminding me. John Hurt, man. He's the guy that said that line that one of the characters keeps saying, we must go on, we have to go on, in Alien. And, of course, he's the guy whose stomach exploded in Alien. He was the Elephant Man. He was in Harry Potter. God damn, that guy's been... He was in Midnight Express, which is an old movie, a true story about a guy that busted out of a Turkish... An American that busted out of a Turkish prison, and he was in there for dealing hash. And John Hurt played this hippie, just this guy in the prison. John Hurt was brilliant, man. He was every fucking where, and really good, man. First time I saw him in a movie was Man for All Seasons. He played Richard Rich. Are you coming with me, Rich? All right, anyway... Hayden says, I've been playing Age of Empires HD Remaster on Steam. I suck, but it's still fun to play. Whatever, man. Tina, I don't know what you're... I don't do that shit other than Madden. Tina says, they asked for unusual fears, and I told them, and when someone mentioned the Blue Man Group on stage, someone else screamed like bloody murder. You know, I saw... the Blue Man Group, Tina, in Vegas, and it was great. It was real. I was prepared to be bored more than anything, and it was really great. At the end of the show, and I don't know if you went to the show, they began to send reams of paper down over the heads of the audience members. So we were buried in paper, and it went all the way down to the front row. And I made the mistake of standing up in this paper, and I started to get dragged over the seats. But they had people in the aisle saying, you know, saying, sir, sit down. You know, they had safety monitors and shit for that. But whack, man. MD Phil fan came to us from under the wall. Allie, I'm stuck on this playthrough of The Last of Us as it is. The shit got real early on. What the fuck are you talking about, girl? Is that a movie? So, Tina, just wrapping up there. I'm gonna scroll down to the bottom now, you guys, and see if I can catch up on any of this shit. Tina's got a nickname, T-Bird. Alexa's kind of weird. John Hurt passed away today because the classic podcast I listened to last was Dean Wheeler and the House of Hell. What's that got to do with John Hurt? Hmm? Does Phil do these... Every Friday? Yeah, Wade, every Friday. Jeff, Private Wade, how tall are you? Wade, glad you made it back, Bernie says to Wade. And then Charlie, Wade, yes. How tall are you, is Jeff. When I first jumped on tonight, I saw people asking Jeff how tall he was, and it sounded like a fight was breaking out or something. So, man, one thing, Chris, I'm going to get back to Toronto, by the way. I just talked to my cousins, and they said, well, when is your ass coming back? I said, you know what, man, I got to do that soon. I got to do that the summer. That's the best time, I think, to do that. Although we were there in the summer. We were there in August, back when we were last there, and it was kind of overcast and kind of funky, so I don't know. Christian took a funeral procession through a blizzard at Zion National Park. Hella cool, really. Nathan, Mavis for Monday's show. All right, Tina. I've seen them before, too, but it comes from the fact that they are blue and they don't talk. Yeah, they're weird. They're supposed to be aliens. Jason, any word from RC? He'd probably be on the Saturday Cinema. Don McDonald, hey, Phil, what's the difference between what you were doing at the comedy club compared to what you'll do? The comedy club was stand-up, Don, or attempted stand-up. You know, it was more small, hitting, you know, just kind of small, jokey character things, but still going for the joke. And it was the sets were smaller because we had other people there. What I'm going to do at UCB are longer character bits, you know, longer character pieces. More like what my one-man show was when I first started doing it about 3 years ago. Allie is actually 6'7". That's true. I've met her. Tina, yeah, John Hurt died today, Tina. Let's see. Alexis, the House of Hell featured the alien room with Jesus coming out of Mary's stomach like, holy shit, you're kidding. Yeah, Allie, alternative facts. Rory McLeod, that's pretty tall for a woman. Frank, Phil, can you show the pic of Allie, Bernie, Charlie, and myself from the improv? Yes, I will. Hold on for a minute, man. I will do that right now. I got to mail it to myself. So forgive me. I've been searching for the dolphin. God damn it. I'm doing this bass backwards. Jeff, dear Phil, did you ever tell Arlie Ermey that you were Steve Bozell just giving him shit? He told you to put a shotgun in your mouth and blow your head off. He did? Yeah, I think Arlie Ermey found out. I'm not sure I told him, but I know that Arlie Ermey found out because he called up Dale Dye one night and said, that goddamn maggot Henry's done it again, you know, meaning... Let me see. I got too many pictures here of... That's one of Charlie. So, that's how I figure he did. There's Allie. And who else? Oh, and there's Bernie. Cool. Yeah, these are really not very good pictures because this fucking piece of shit camera's got a busted screen, so sorry. Let me mail this to myself. Real Phil? Come on, man. All right, here we go. Bing. No, cancel. And all their ways of war. All right. RIP John Hurt says, Bernie G, Saturday Cinema has to be public domain. Yes, it is. Paul Dentino, hey, see me for Sweater Vest. There's Paul. Yeah, we did. What did we do? Paul Dentino's. Go to Dentino's for black sweater vests that look just like Arthur Blank's. Rory McLeod, Phil has too many pictures. Margaret says they're all pure filth. A lot of them are. Baker and Bozeman, sorry, Phil, question. Did you ever show the BSPs the video I made of you and General Shaw doing that 2 Chainz song? If not, here's the link. Thank you. I did not. Thank you, buddy. Let me copy that and paste it. All right, so let me do this. Let me go get this goddamn picture here before I forget. And, sorry, this is taking me like forever. I've been searching for the dog. Let me see here. Ah, there it is. 3 attachments. Here is me and Charlie. Right, Charlie? Yeah, this is Charlie. That's a great shot of me, isn't it? Not. There's Allie and Phil. See this, all this fucking glare. And there's Bernie and Phil. That room there is, as I mentioned, the improv lab. could I look any worse? And that was after the show, as I recall. So there's that. Now let's take a look at this link that Jeff and Bozeman just sent me. Oh, my God. Let's see what this takes us to, shall we? Music videos. Hold on. Make sure I got to make sure I got shit potted down here so we can see this. Okay. Just going to stall that thing there and then go back to this thing here. Wait a second. I got Rand Paul. Oh, I dig. This is cool. Hold on. Let me get the full screen effect first, man, and then I can do it, you know. This looks like a cool little program. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here is the video that Jeff made of me and General Shaw.
Jeff!
Watch out, little dude. Watch out, little dude. Watch out, little dude. Watch out, little dude. You getting mad. I'm getting rich. You getting mad. I'm getting rich. Watch out, little dude. Watch out, little dude. Watch out, little dude. Stiff arm. Hey, watch out, little dude. You getting mad. You getting mad. My partner still smoke on Port Row. They say that I'm crazy. I used to talk to a stove. I tell it to lock. I tell it a lot. Go to the dealer shop. Bitch, tell off the lot. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Stiff arm. Hey, watch out, little bitch. You getting mad. You getting mad. Don't get it rich. You getting mad.
Is that it? Wait a second, man. Jib Jab Movies. Put yourself, family, and friends in one today. Go get yourself a Jib Jab. Right on. Very cool, Jeff, and ridiculously funny with the way I look there. There is a picture of General Shaw that I use on his Twitter account. If you ever want to steal that, you can use that. That was a cool one, too. But I love that, man. Let me get back to you guys because I can't see anybody. I'm sitting here with this other thing in my face. It's up in my face. Kyle Alley, prettiest person on my Steam list. MD Filth and Yo, Justin, turn off the filth. Oh, I love that song. Rory McLeod, it's not my cup of tea musically, but pretty funny. General Shaw's my hero, says Christian. And so I think it's very well received there, Jeff. Thanks a lot, man. Let's see, Ben, great video. Had to start with the right facial expressions to make it right. Now, who, Ben, is that you? And I thought Jeff made that. Is that Ben in Dubai that's talking? Now I'm really confused, man. Bryn McLaughlin was with All Right Loves. I'm having connectivity problems tonight, so I'm going to get going. See you guys elsewhere on the interpipes. Night all. Sorry, Bryn, that you had those problems. Is she possibly in Australia tonight? I don't know. Allie, Tina, thank you for... I appreciate that. Makes me feel not horrible. Rory, I've been a Phil listener since around 2000. Nathan Bernigy, I'm buzzed. Apathy, 2673 with us. That's the I hate picture face. I'm a master of it. How is Arthur Barn been doing? Would love to hear from him. It's not a bad idea. That's a great idea, says Hayden. Bernie says he was buzzed. No shit. Wade, Peenemann Enterprises, and Rory McLeod. Someday I'll get to meet Phil. I keep asking you, Roy, I think you're in Columbus, right? Columbus, Ohio? If I'm not mistaken. Or probably I got that wrong. I apologize. Doug, hi, Phil. I liked it when you had Bud become very assertive for a while with the panel. Maybe we can get back to that. He would always say, no, no, no. Yeah, he can be an asshole. So Bryn is leaving us. Bryn, thanks for stopping by. Phil, you simply must pronounce Wacy. What? Is that your name, Wasey? I'm sorry, dude. Not Wade. It looks like D on the fucking screen here. I apologize. Wasey, right? It's pretty hard to navigate this thing, man, because it's like this goddamn scroll thing that I keep trying to disable. Disable automatic scroll? Yes, please. Okay. Then I disable it. There it goes. Just keeps right on rocking and rolling. Yeah, General Shaw is ripped. Big fucking, big guns on General Shaw. How you doing, Michael? I am here, and I'm on video. Why don't you turn your video cast on there, brother? Phil, check out this link. Old-time radio DJ, probably more of a personal joke. Just check it out later. Okay. Hey, that Jeff, why did I think Jeff and Baker made that that video? Is this a video, or is it just what this guy is saying?
Interesting. Thank you.
Oh, fuck me. All right, getting back to my chat friends. Kyle, who has bigger guns, General Shaw or Dr. Sadler? Oh, Dr. Sadler. Yeah, Jim Sadler's got...
You know, he just has the bigger guns, the larger arms.
Good question, Kyle, says Bernie. Ben, Phil, Jeff and Baker did make the video. I was just commenting on it. Oh, okay. Well, why did I think that you were making it? It's Wasey. All right, brother. There's Wasey's name now. I can see that very clearly. Anthony Warney. What happened to Herb Sewell? You know, Anthony, he's still with us. I should bring him on the show more. I just, one of the things about Herb, he's got such a specific story. He's a child molester that's gone, you know, turned to a good guy. And I think people expect that every time he's on, the topic has got to be child molestation, whereas every other character can cover pretty much anything. So that's an example of a character that I have to consciously do something. I have to evolve that character away from the whole child molester thing. But I also have to keep it in character. So what would you have a character like Herb do, you know? Well, first of all, Phil, you know, so you're not offending anymore? I'm not offending anymore, no, unless it's my breath. You know, is the thing that I... So that is one of the challenges. And then the other challenge is... making sure he stays funny. And I don't think Herb is funny unless he's slightly, you know, unless the cat is like on the other side of the law. I mean, he's not just odd. He's committing crimes. You know, he's kicking his wife out of the fucking car. He's, you know, all the shit that he did. Where are we at, man? Doug, nothing beats it when Phil has one of his characters work out and screams in agony and subjects everyone listening to them hearing it. That's one of my favorite things to do, and I fear that I overdo it sometimes, but I've got this gym sound effect, and I don't know if you guys, how many of you guys work out, but you probably from time to time hear some fucking clown on a machine just, you know, give me a break, but to me, it's like the best. Ben, Phil, I have to run. Day is just starting here. Keep the idea of coming to Dubai. Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, Ben. I'm scouting out places for the panel to broadcast from. Ben, thanks. And thanks for the picture from your favorite restaurant, man. That was cool. Not your favorite restaurant, but it was a great picture. And I don't know if I shared it with the gang here or not. Maybe you can link that one more time for us. But thanks, brother. Good talking with you. MD Phil fan. Phil, how about having Herb Sewell address harassment? Yeah, but then he's gonna get all serious and shit, isn't he? Colby Jack, hey man, Colby Jack is with us, and Doug, Herb Sewell is one of my favorite characters of all time. Well, I can tell you that I appreciate that very much. You know, every kind of affectation. Wasey, anyone remember Thunderbird, the game pilots play? Well, I'm not a pilot, man. Thunderbird, I know the wine. Is that the game pilots play? There's a Thunderbird wine. Kyle, the tennis player grunts are fun, too. Speaking of Venus versus Serena tonight. God, this is January. I can't get into fucking tennis. Even though I know it's summer down in Australia, it's like I'm not even, you know, I don't get into tennis till Wimbledon starts, and I'm not even really into tennis, so. Chris Metcalf, huh? Do you remember when he used to have characters fall downstairs and the sound effect would end with tin cans or hubcaps? Yeah, I've got those, as a matter of fact. I think I used to, anyway. Baby fall. I don't know why they call this a baby fall. Because it's not necessarily a baby. Well, maybe. And then you just put like a stupid, I don't know. You can do this. This is probably not very funny, but. All right, thank you. Art Griego and Thunderbird. Here is Bernie G. There used to be an ad about a gym that didn't allow you to grunt too long, too low. No kidding. There was an ad about a gym that didn't allow you to grunt. That is fucking hysterical, man. Phil and anyone else, my mom told me about a video she heard about. It's propaganda from 1947, but it applies to today. It's 17 minutes long, so watch at your leisure. I'll just play a little bit of it since...
Henry here got on the train with $200. Henry here got on the train with $200. He couldn't see any harm in a friendly game of cards. What if the other men were strangers? And take Joe Collins. He's got a nice wife at home. But he met this girl at the bar, and she looked after the first couple of drinks.
That's Phil. That's me. That's the kind of schmuck I am.
Love the music. Come on, doll, let's get out of here.
Yes. There's a good old-fashioned word for people like us. We call them suckers. And there are other people. People who stay up nights figuring out how to take away what they've got.
Love it, man.
There are all kinds of games, my kid.
Okay, so yeah, watch at your leisure. Allie put the link there. Thank you, Allie, for that. That's funnier than hell, man. Let's see, Doug. Art Griego bits are awesome, too, like the one where he talks about playing games to make the passengers puke. Right. And what I love about that is that, you know, he feels put upon. You know, they're standing up. They're going to the bathroom. He's already nervous enough about flying. And now the passengers are asking for fucking peanuts and shit. Do you want this plane to burn? You know? The game of Thunderbird. Oh, far out. This is from Christian. Wait a minute. Right, let me hold on for just a minute.
Active flying?
Oh, well, I retired, Phil, about 10 years ago because I decided I would get into the private commuter business. I could enjoy flying small planes. And, you know,
the clientele is a little more manageable.
Yeah, that, and the routes are generally within California. And I got a little, I guess it got a little old for me. Some of the younger people, the younger pilots, is kind of hotshot attitude. That's,
God, I don't even remember this bit, man. Thanks, Christian.
From, what do you mean,
from April of 2006?
In the commercial airline business, there are, it's just a new breed.
Former pilot Art Griego joins the program.
They go about their jobs. I think it's, I told my wife, I think it's because so many of these ADD kids grew up and are now adults and became pilots. And
Tell me, you're talking about commercial pilots.
That's correct.
In what ways? Are they hotshot?
Well, an example is what appeared in that flight magazine last month. If you saw it, it was the first time.
Tonight's lesson, Nathan Smith, don't be a schmuck.
Among pilots, you keep the business of flying.
Suddenly is a great flick. Wasey, yeah. In fact, suddenly we're going to play on Saturday Cinema.
And I've adhered to that.
Because it's a public domain movie.
The press picked up something that you...
all right, so guys, that's beautiful. Thank you, Christian, for that. That's the link from Game of Thunderbird. And it's Art Griego right there from April of 2006. Beautiful, man. Fuck, you know what we should do? I'll use that as the, is that 34 minutes? I'll use that as the classic hour for tomorrow. So you can just, you guys don't even have to look for it. I'll have it up and ready for you along with this. Did I forget to fucking, did I really forget to roll Audacity? I don't know what's wrong with me, man, but I keep forgetting to roll a fucking Audacity program. It's just, God damn it, every fucking time. Phil, a few years back, there was a show where Frank and Margaret said they were working on a soap opera called The Dull and the Dry. Do you remember it at all? I don't, man. I do not. Bernie says, so if anything happened to me, on my way back from Miami last week, the truck I was driving caught fire. Are you kidding me, man? Why? Was it something that you were hauling? Wasey, Phil, did you know Sterling Hayden actually served in the OSS during the war? I did not know that, no. I knew that Sterling Hayden was in the military. A lot of guys were. I didn't know he was in the OSS, which is the forerunner to the CIA. Nathan Smith, any update on the new website? I was just telling people as the chat started, Nathan, that... everybody that is at right now at the current subscription price that you pay, you're going to stay there. You are grandfathered in because all new subscribers will be paying a higher, paying on a higher tier. And what you get now, which is the video cast and the chat and all kinds of stuff, is actually going to be at a premium. You will not get it with a regular subscription. So, you know, that's one bit of information. And I've got a lot of other technical shit that we're doing in terms of the page layout and how things are going to look, how things are being accessed. And I got to tell you something. First of all, I want to thank Allie because she helped me pull together a lot of these show logs. And they've got to be put physically into the onto the pages where the media is, where the sound, where the audio is, and the video is. And it's just such a big fucking job. And I figured out the other day, the only guy that really understands it is me. You can't explain it to a brand new webmaster. You can't explain it to a brand new administrator. You can't explain it to brand new development guys. The only fucking guy involved with this website that knows anything about it is me. So it's probably going to be something I got to do. Don't appreciate what Allie and a lot of you guys did, but God damn, man. God damn, dude. Why am I putting on my headphones when what I really need are these? All right, let me just see if I can see better. Rory, anyone who wants to see the pilot script for The Dull and the Dry, I should have it done soon. Why, are you just transcribing it? Christian, Bernie G, did you lose air pressure and they cammed over? What? What happened, Bernie? Did you tell people? He's got pictures on Facebook. No shit. The brakes caught fire. Fuck me. Really? I'm going to see if I can find your page, Bernie. Because I know he's... Bernie's a Facebook friend. Are you guys, if you're not a Facebook friend, you guys should be, you know, so we can See. Here he is. Bernie. Hey, Bernie, how do you pronounce your last name? All right, here's Bernie, Belgrade, Minnesota. Bernie, sister, teacher asked. This is all the stuff that's in your feed, Bernie. There's a kid with a duck. There's a service dog. What fucking, where are they? This is Johnny Depp. Never gets old driving under the influence. Party on Garth. Let me find out. Bernie's probably screaming at me right now. Will it be possible, says Justin, to bring back the specific categorizing of characters on the new website? Yes. I.e. clicking on a character and there are all the bits of them rather than typing in the search. Justin, to answer your question, yes. As a matter of fact, that's going to be one way of getting to the archives through the portals of like 10 different characters, the 10 most popular characters. But that will take you to their bits. And then those bits will take you deeper into the archives. Now, we limited it to 10 because we actually have caricature faces of these characters in little animated sort of frames. So you click on, or you move the cursor over them, and the frame gets bigger, and you click on that, and that takes you to like Bobby's bits. It takes you to this, to that. I hope that answers your question. It's like maybe not exactly what you're thinking of, but I think it's a better way of doing it because it's not just sort of this separate column unrelated to the archives of character bits. These are all interconnected, and they all have to do with each other. So it all the basic goal is the archive itself, and there are ways of getting into the archive because you know, one of the things that drives me nuts, and I know it drives you guys crazy, was the amount of goddamned clicks it takes to get to things. Phil, I'm actually writing the pilot for The Dull and the Dry as Margaret and Frank. You're writing the pilot for The Dull and the Dry as Margaret and Frank. What does that mean? Oh, you mean you're writing it. That it hasn't been written. They didn't do it. I thought they did it on the show. That sounds cool. Nathan, Phil, Jeff, thanks for reminding me. Christian, Bernie G, no shit. Wow, did you burn and blow a fire? Mr. Henry had a lot of crazy shit. Yeah. Tina, I am your Facebook friend. Yeah, Tina, you are. You and Alexis. Wasey. I remember when Ted Bell was selling Sugar Bowl packages, a party bus complete, Super Bowl packages, a party bus complete with bologna sandwiches and juice. Yeah. In other words, it was just the cheapest fucking thing in the world. Christian, have you ever smoked formalin? That's Jeff. Tina loves Johnny Depp. Doug, that crazy Bernie. That's crazy Bernie. Where are these pictures, Bernie? Where is he, man? They are pretty far back, posted last Saturday. Okay, man, thank you. Posted last Saturday. There's you got a picture of a doomsday meteor. I'm scrolling back. I'm scroll. Last Saturday was the 21st, right? Right. Bernie checks in from Florida. Where are the dates on these motherfuckers? 13 hours. Dude, how much do you post on Facebook? Because it's like, here. Oh, this is Bernie Bernie's giving an editorial opinion there.
Don't consider that
I don't know.
As bad as having George Bush.
Wait a minute. never mind. I was gonna show Bernie giving an opinion on the wall. I don't know, man. There's a lot of stuff here. I'll have to scroll back for miles. Baker and Bozeman. Hi, Phil. My boys and I were discussing your creative genius. No, seriously, I was pointing out the moments when you're improvising improvising a discussion or argument between characters and how you react, they react to each other, and how you react when they react to each other when you accidentally misspeak. Bobby Dooley's description of Kellyanne Conway's coat and that she wouldn't wear it to save her family's lives fucking slayed me. Yeah. Bobby's, was that a coat? Bobby described Kellyanne Conway's dresses. Even if it meant that there was a shotgun to the head to her husband and her kids, she wouldn't put the fucking coat on. Anyway, thank you very much, Jeff. Here is Rory. He says, so the idea for The Dull and the Dry was that it was a soap opera about old people abusing Viagra. Gotcha, brother. Doug, from the movie Summer School, 1987, quote, you know why there are so many drinking and driving accidents? It's because people don't learn to drive drunk. Truth. No kidding. Nathan, fine, I'll deal with the Margaret porthole. Oh, I'm in trouble now. Porthole. Why are you in trouble? Doug, apathy, LOL. That would be so awesome. Chris Norton would be the favorite. Justin says, bitchin', thanks much. Sounds good. I'm making my way through Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton lately. Any chance of them chiming in tonight?
Well, I don't know. You know, I've had, I've got to do something more with them. You know,
well, I think probably...
We got to do something more with what we're doing, right?
Well, all we ever do is sit there in the state house there in Charleston, West Virginia. We don't even sound like we come from Charleston.
You sound like a little bit more than I do. I sound like some hipster from New Orleans, you know?
Yeah, you do. And I sound more Appalachian than you. Most of the people talk about Appalachian.
And I had a big discussion with some people. Oh, I know. They was telling me they're from fucking Ohio. Their mom is from Ohio. And her two aunts are from Ohio. So all three women grew up in the same house in Ohio, and yet all three have three different accents. Her mother has more of an Appalachian accent. Her two, one of her aunts has a northern Ohio, I don't know. But there's a good movie about Appalachian accents, the Appalachian people. What's it called? Deliverance. No, there's actually a really good documentary that I will get the name of and bring it to you guys. So, Bernie, your fucking rig was destroyed, dude? That's not your rig, right? That's the company's rig. Do you own, I never asked you, do you own your own truck? Holy shit, man, I hope that wasn't yours. He was hauling rocket fuel. It's Rory McLeod. Chris Metcalf, kind of reminds me of that time Bob Green sent a truckload of spatulas, pregnancy tests, and party supplies to the Hurricane Katrina Relief Fund. Yeah, that was Bob saying,
yeah, we're doing our bit. We want to, you know, help the people, whatever we can do. Phil, of course, I want to do it. We've got a truckload of spatulas and beach balls going down there.
Uh-huh.
And what do you mean, uh-huh?
I forget what else, but he sent down a bunch of useless shit. Frank, Johnny Depp and Joe Perry have aligned with Alice Cooper, Hollywood Vampires. Great tunes. Really? That's the name of the band? I gotta hear it, man. Fucking Alice Cooper keeps plugging away, doesn't he? Joe Perry. Alice Cooper is probably about 2 or 3 years older than me. Joe Perry is probably my age or maybe 1 or 2 years younger. Johnny Depp is in his 50s, but I think he's a good deal. I think he's gotta be like 10 years younger than me, at least. Wasey. Phil, can you revisit Burning Bugs? The character gets out of his car to investigate a car crash with a magnifying glass, but gets bored and starts sunburning the bugs. Yeah, that was an early Vernon Dozier. If I'm not mistaken, a very early Vernon Dozier, or a version of Vernon Dozier. And that idea came to me, Wasey, when a female police officer I knew at the time had said to me, it's really funny how people don't take us seriously. When they see a female cop, they wait for the male cop. They don't think we can handle it. So I thought, oh, that's a funny idea. So I had Vernon see an automobile accident, and all he saw were female cops. So he got out of the car to go over and, you know, maybe assist, maybe take charge a little bit because he's the man. And he was pissed at them because they told him to get lost. fuck off and go around behind the car because he was interfering with police work, and he was calling the show to say that was not right. Like, we got three female cops. What do they know? So he got so pissed off, they just told him to go get away from them. So he'd gotten his magnifying glass out. He was going to do all of the detective work that needed to be done on this fucking accident. And since they told him to piss off and go around behind the accident, he didn't know what to do with his magnifying glass. He starts just looking at bugs on the ground and then burning them with the fucking sunlight. And once again, it was Crozier, Mike Crozier, who now does news at KFI. You guys can hear Mike doing news. He was my engineer at the time. He's the guy that wrote on the fucking, grease board, the whiteboard, burning bugs. And if you hear that bit, you hear me losing it like I did on All You Can Eat Negro, that one, the Mavis bit. So that's in a nutshell, that's the story of burning bugs. And I remember enjoying that because it was such a new piece of attitude and material. I don't think anybody ever really talked about that before on the air. Not much, anyway. Baker and Bozeman. Yes, Phil, it was a fucking Gucci coat. He's talking, Jeff Baker's talking about Kellyanne Conway's coat. Here's the link to that the New York Times posted when they were making fun of it. Let's see. Thank you, Jeff. Let me make sure that I'm, I don't want to... Okay. It pisses me off, man, that I didn't... Look at this. Now, what is this, dude? It was moving when I first looked at it. Women's wear Gucci. It's a Gucci coat. No shit. $3,600 for that thing. There's the hat. This for real, man? The girl looks really thrilled to be wearing it, too. The feline head, a recurring animal motif, decorates the front panel of this O-line coat, approximately 31 inches in length, based on a size 40. 100% wool, made in Italy. The model is 5'11 and is wearing a size 40. Off-white, red, and blue, ba-ba-ba-ba-boom-boom. This girl's 5'11 here. Whatever, man. Jesus. There you go. Now, man, if they got that in underwear, hell, I'll buy that. Give it to some needy girl. What happened? All right, well, there you go. Thanks, Jeff. Really weird. Tina, Johnny Depp is 53. Makes sense. Yeah, I said about 10 years younger. Robert, I missed the filth file. We had some of the clips up there, Robert. I can show them to you again if you'd like. Robert's talking about the old filth file that Margaret Gray enjoyed. There's the pump and munch. Gotta love that. Here is Big Dick's Halfway In. Come and Go. Jesus H. And we've got a few others, so. Robert, I sent a photo of Cox Neck Road exit in Maryland. Always cracks me up. Oh, thanks, Robert. I'll have to check that out. Are you in Maryland, Robert? What city are you in?
Always like to know where our BSPs is checking in from, y'all.
Rory says, in one of the Filth File episodes, Margaret reviews a bunch of photos people sent. Doug, Bob Green, it's a hair system. Doesn't let his employees cook hot lunches in the microwave. Loves to date cashews. Calls them checkers. Yeah. Oh, cashiers. Date cashews. And hates Costco, especially that time a big train wreck happened in front of, and they got all that free publicity. That's true. And by the way, everything you said there, Doug, is what I put into the bio for Bob Green, because he is one of the 10 characters that we use as on the homepage as a sort of a welcome to the archives. We got Bobby, we have Margaret, we have Bob Green, we have Steve Bozell, we have Shit. I can't remember right now, but I will try and get a list of those and give them to you. Now, what I got to do is tomorrow's Saturday Cinema, and I've got to now go and tape the fucking audio off of the video cast because I forgot to roll the goddamn audio program yet again. I'm sorry, Joe. Now I also have to like message my guys back at the website to tell them no, the audio won't be ready for another fucking hour. So it's my fault again. My apologies. And thanks, guys, for joining me here tonight. I really do look forward to this. Tonight I wasn't feeling all that great. I'm actually feeling a little bit better because I did drink about two or three huge glasses of water. And all right, so we'll catch you guys later, and we'll keep you updated on the Upright Citizens Brigade shows. We'll have some tickets to give away. We might even have like a special BSP evening where we give away tickets, and then afterwards we have dinner with you. Although, if you came over to the Hollywood Improv and saw me over there, you got to sit down and have drinks for, you know, practically nothing with me, which I think I had with Al. No, I never had a drink without. Did with Bernie. Bernie and me and Christine Blackburn and my friend Amanda, we all got pretty well hammered. But thank God for Uber, for Bernie. I walked to my hotel down the street, which that's another. Is there a hotel near? Never mind. Okay, sports fans, it's always been good, and it just keeps getting better, doesn't it? Thank you. Bless you. We'll see you next week. We'll see you for the Saturday Cinema. We'll see you for the show on, we'll be live streaming on Sunday night, 6 o'clock Pacific. Don't miss that.